via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump capped off the second night of the Republican National Convention, expressing sympathy for the hundreds of thousands of Americans affected by the unchecked coronavirus pandemic here in the country. Speaking from the White House newly renovated Rose Garden Tuesday, the First Lady extended her gratitude to the healthcare workers who have treated millions of people who have contracted COVID-19. The pandemic has killed more than 178,000 people here in the United States and infected more than 5.7 million others, with both figures the highest for any country across the globe. President Trump's handling of the crisis has been uneven, threatening his re-election chances on November 3rd against Democrat Joe Biden. Hurricane Laura gaining intensity as it heads towards the U.S. Gulf Coast region. More than a half million people along the coastal regions of Texas and Louisiana have been ordered to evacuate. The U.S. National Hurricane Center expect Hurricane Laura to strengthen to a major Category 3 hurricane as it makes its way over the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico before reaching landfall around the upper areas of Texas and southwest Louisiana late Wednesday into early Thursday. Hurricane Center said the storm could bring up to 30 centimeters of rain to some parts of Louisiana and Texas. The Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards and Texas Governor Greg Abbott both issuing emergency declarations for their respective states. In addition to the mandatory evacuation orders in the low-lying regions of Texas and Louisiana, a voluntary evacuation has also been issued for the city of Houston. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is